Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was the great Bob Dylan you just heard. And while the record was going on in the studio, I'm afraid that John Harold and Dylan, Mr. Dylan, who was here with us, and his young sweetheart, Susie Rodolo, left the studio. And now we have to take their place, Snirk Randall, Susanna Merkel, and Rory Grossman. And actually, the whole scene has changed, and we'd like to get these people to say a few words to the listening public. And I'm Snirk Randall. Well, Rory, now that you're cracking up all over the place, let's hear a few giggles from you.
Well, Snirk. Well, he's out of the cold, you know.
Right.
It's too bad that they only had to leave us here like this. What did you think of the party last night?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Sorry that some of the people from Sioux Falls High School couldn't make it, though. But it was pretty good to see some of the old people. Yeah.
Buster looked good, didn't he?
Buster? Yeah. He was curly-headed as ever. Yeah. And how'd you like it, Susie?
Oh,
Anna?
I thought it was fine. Really fine. Uh-huh. Really. Uh-huh.
They tell me, Rory, that you've been recording under the pseudonym of Bob Dylan. You're trying to take the name away, or trying to cash in on Dylan's
No, well,
fame
that wasn't true. That wasn't true. I did make one record under that name, but it was quickly taken off the market, and everything got settled, you know. But I didn't do it again. That's an important thing. I don't expect to be doing it again in the near future. Maybe now and then give it a go, but, you know, that's that. As far as that goes, as far as recording under the name Bob Dylan, I'm just using my own name, Rory Grossman.
I see. Yes, well, that was Rory Grossman. Sometimes people know him as Bob Dylan. There's quite a resemblance. We'd like to play one of Rory's tunes, and you'll see the amazing similarity between the two. What do we have?
Well, Snirk, wait a second now. You know, I don't want to do that because I might get some people mad. You know John Harold, the guy that just left?
Yeah.
What do you think of him?
Well, it's weird. I don't know. These Armenian hillbillies are kind of weird around New York. I don't know how it works that you find these guys living down in the village and stuff. And
I got one thing against him, you know, John Harold. Well, I don't know. Ever since I heard Ed McCurdy, I sort of knew where Johnny got his start, you know?
Yeah. That's true.
I mean, it's straight, like guitar. Yeah. Guitars, uh-huh. Right, you know.
Yeah. That's kind of a funny thing, because at the same time that John Harold did sort of start picking up on the Ed McCurdy thing, Bob Dylan, a lot of people don't know this little fact, but he is actually the third member of that famous clothing chain. What is it? Brooks Brothers. He's brother.
Well,
and it's an amazing thing. He doesn't quite model the clothes. Though he doesn't have his own.
He used to live in the back of the store. That's why that came about.
Yeah, I did hear that once. Say, do we have a record there of Rory? What's that? He's waving in the control rooms. I'm not too familiar with the radio station jargon. What?
He's talking to you.
Oh, play. Oh, that. Yeah, that's. This is the 10th Street Rumblers are gonna do something now here. It's one of those crazy city bluegrass groups, with